A mission is underway to help a pod of pilot whales stranded in Florida's Everglades National Park. The whales are trapped near Highland Beach in northern Monroe County. That's on the Gulf side near the southern tip of Florida. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is leading the effort to rescue the whales. And Blair Mays is a marine mammal specialist there. She's also the Southeast Regional Coordinator for the Marine Mammal Stranding Network. Blair, first of all, how many whales are stranded?
I just heard back from the team not too long ago, and what we have is a total of 45 live swimming animals and 6 deceased animals, which are on the beach.
45. And how did they get there into the Everglades?
Well, they are out of their normal home range, obviously. The pilot whale, these are short-fin pilot whales. They're pelagic species, so they live in the very deep water. So they are obviously out of their normal home range. We're not quite sure how they got there. And this particular species is a very cohesive species. So they are very common for mass strandings. They are our most common mass strandings here in Florida. And sometimes we have a situation where one of the animals is sick or injured, will beach itself, and the other ones will follow it inshore or on the beach. So right now we do have some deceased animals that are on the beach, and we have the live animals that are swimming nearby that don't seem to be wanting to move out of the area.
And the aerial photos are really startling. How deep is the water where these whales are?
The water is about 2 to 3 feet deep, and it's about 2 to 3 feet deep for many, many miles, which makes it difficult for these animals to navigate themselves back into their normal habitat.
And how much farther would they have to go to get to some deeper water?
Probably about 10 to 15 miles, if not more.
But of course, they would have come that distance, right? They had to come from the deeper water to 10 to 15 miles in.
That's correct. So they did come from that deeper water, but what's going on right now is because of the fact that they are out of their normal home range, they don't have access to food, and the secondary effects of being out of habitat are starting to impact the animals. So if they haven't eaten for several days, that could be taking a toll on the condition, the overall condition of the whale. And we don't know how long they've been in this area. This area is extremely remote. We're talking the most western boundary of the Everglades National Park. Our team had to travel almost 2 hours by boat just to get to where the whales are.
How is your team going to go about getting them out of there?
Well, we don't know, and we don't know if we can get them out of there. Our goal right now is to assess the whales, so we do have veterinarians on scene right now. Because the free-swimming whales are mobile, we can't hold them or have access to the whales, but they're going to evaluate the whales. Some look weaker than others, and then they're going to make a determination on really what the best course of action is. So there may be a situation where euthanasia is the most humane outcome for some of these whales. There may be a situation where we can remove some of the deceased whales from the location, or at least from the site of the live swimming whales, and that might encourage the other whales to swim back out to sea. But again, we don't know what the status of their overall condition is at this point in time, and once we have the vets have assessed all the whales, we'll have a much better understanding of that.
And when we hear a figure like 45 pilot whales, put that in the context of the global population of them at this point.
Well, pilot whales are very common. They do inhabit the Gulf of Mexico and warm, temperate waters throughout the world. This particular species is called a short-fin pilot whale. So they are a protected species, but they are not endangered at this time.
When people see these images, Blair, it's very hard to see. You feel helpless. You can't do anything about it. As somebody who works in these sorts of situations frequently, how do you handle it?
That's a really great question. And I've been doing my job for over 22 years, and it never gets any easier. It's always very difficult. You know, a lot of times, sometimes we do have success stories where we're able to get whales back into the sea or free from entanglements, but sometimes, especially in these mass draining situations, there's not a lot you can do, and it is sad. The outcome isn't always the best outcome for the whales, but our job right now is to make the whales more comfortable, to not prolong any suffering, and if we can do that, that makes a lot of difference, I think, for both the whales and for us.
Blair Mays, a marine mammal specialist with NOAA. Thanks so much, and best of luck helping those whales.
Thank you so much.